Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez was found dead in his cell early this morning. The Massachusetts Department of Corrections says officers found the 27-year-old Hernandez hanged at the Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center at 3:05 a.m. In a statement, the department says corrections officers attempted life-saving techniques, but they were to no avail. WBUR's Fred Tice has more.
The Department of Corrections says Aaron Hernandez was transported to UMass Memorial Health Alliance Hospital in Leominster, where he was pronounced dead at 4:07 a.m. Hernandez was serving a life sentence without parole for the 2013 murder of his friend, Odin Lloyd. The Department of Corrections says he was in a single cell in a general population unit. The department says he hanged himself using a bedsheet tied to his cell window. The department also says he attempted to block his door from inside with various items. Leslie Walker of Prisoner Legal Services of Massachusetts told WBUR's Deb Becker on Morning Edition that prisoners are monitored to prevent suicide.
Corrections officers are on duty 24 hours a day, and they do rounds. I'm not sure what kind of rounding was occurring in G2, the block where Mr. Hernandez was housed. Sometimes rounds are done more frequently, and I do not know how often, but, you know, regularly, half hour, hour.
A former mental health worker at the prison, Lisa Newman Polk, says prisoners serving life sentences are always flagged as higher risk for mental health problems.
And certainly somebody who is in a really high profile position is also somebody that would be considered to be needing of an extra level of assessment as to whether or not they need some sort of treatment or services.
The Bureau of Justice Statistics reports 41 suicides in state and federal prisons in Massachusetts from 2001 to 2013. The New England Patriots say they will not have any comments. The team visited the White House this afternoon to celebrate their victory in the Super Bowl. This morning, quarterback Tom Brady said he would not attend, saying on Facebook, in light of recent developments, he's unable to attend as he's attending to some personal family matters. State police are investigating Hernandez's death. In a statement, the Worcester District Attorney's Office says only that Hernandez was found unresponsive in his cell. Hernandez's agent, Brian Murphy, tweeted this morning, "Absolutely no chance he took his own life. He would never take his own life." The Office of the Chief Examiner in Boston is conducting an autopsy to determine the cause and manner of death. Bristol County District Attorney Thomas Quinn, who prosecuted Hernandez for the murder of Odin Lloyd, issued a statement saying, "This is a shocking and sad end to a very tragic series of events that has negatively impacted a number of families." Only last Friday, Hernandez was acquitted of two other murders, the 2012 shootings of Sofia Furtado and Daniel Giabreu. One of his attorneys in that case, Jose Baez, issued a statement saying his law firm will conduct its own examination. Martin Healy, chief legal counsel of the Massachusetts Bar Association, says Hernandez's death opens the way to his conviction being quashed.
And basically what this means for Aaron Hernandez is that he will have in fact died an innocent man, having just recently beating back two murder convictions in Boston, and then with the earlier Odin Lloyd case, that was still on appeal. And because it was on appeal, it was not final.
One of the attorneys in the Lloyd case, John Thompson, says once he gets the death certificate, he will file a motion to quash Hernandez's conviction.
When a criminal defendant dies during an appeal, the normal process is for the appeal to be dismissed and the judgment of the trial court to be vacated.
Thompson is also calling for an impartial investigation into Hernandez's death. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.